Good morning. It's Friday, the 4th of August. I am Steve Smith. Joining me across the table this morning from Royal Canaan is Amy Roth. Hello, Amy.
Hello, Steve. Good morning.
And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. It's County Fair time. We begin with the one right here in Woodbury County. It continues through Sunday, and that is in Mauville. A live chainsaw sculpture carving, as well as kids' games, petting zoo, pony rides, rodeo, and a parade of antique tractors and machines, and lots more. If you'd like the full list of events, just go to WoodburyCountyFair.com.
All right. Also taking place is the Dakota Thurston County Fair, and that continues through Sunday, and that's located in South Sioux City. There'll be a mud volleyball tournament, pie contests, laser tag, Mexican-style bull riding, and more. And for a full list of those activities and events, DakotaThurstonFairOnline.com.
All I know is I heard pie in there somewhere. Ode, a live storytelling series produced by Siouxland Public Media. Hey, that's us. We present Little Did I Know, and that'll be at 7 o'clock tonight at the B Yoga Studio in downtown Sioux City. I think this is the first time we've appeared twice at the same place before. We were at the B Yoga Studio a few months ago. Six community members will be there to share their own true stories on stage in order to help promote positive impact through empathy. The show will open with live music by Alex Irwin of Ghost Cat fame. And that's just two floors up from the Diving Elk, in case you're looking for it.
All right. Morningside College will wrap up this year's Betty Ling Sang Summer Fine Arts Series with the musical The Robber Bridegroom, and that'll take place at 7 p.m. tonight and tomorrow in the Bueller Outdoor Performance Center on the college's campus. The Robber Bridegroom is a Southern fried Robin Hood tale of Jamie Lockhart, who's a gentleman by day and a bandit by night. When he falls for the beautiful daughter of a wealthy planter, his world and code of ethics are turned upside down.
Also tonight, Vanguard Arts presents Marbin. That'll be an 8 o'clock show. Marbin is a Chicago-based jazz rock fusion band with Israeli roots. That's a lot of different things. Wow. They'll be performing at The Loft, which is above Evolve Yoga on Pearl Street.
That's a new location for Vanguard, I believe.
They're kind of moving around looking for their permanent location and playing. Great. Playing where they'll have them.
Okay. And the Sioux City Community Theater is wrapping up their production of Spamalot, which is a parody of the comedy film Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That runs through Sunday of this week. The musical retells the legend of King Arthur, the Lady of the Lake, and the Knights of the Round Table, featuring showgirls, killer rabbits, a flying cow, and French people.
Runaway. The Okoboji Summer Theater is presenting Sylvia, and that's running through Sunday. It's a modern romantic comedy and a true battle of the sexes as a man is forced to choose between his dog and his wife. 8 o'clock showtimes tonight and tomorrow night. There's also a 4:30 showing tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, rather, and a 6 o'clock showing on Sunday.
I wonder what kind of dog it is.
I don't know.
And the Tommy Bolin Festival is this Saturday from 2 to 2, 12 hours of great fun at the Icky Nickel Bar and Grill. This year's headliner is Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal, along with special guests Jeff Cook and Stanley Sheldon of Energy. Doc's Warehouse will host a Tommy Bolin fan jam tonight at 9 p.m. until close.
Mill Creek Festival, formerly just called Creek Fest, is taking place this weekend in Cherokee. The lineup tonight includes country artists Chris Hockey, 1,000 Horses, and Michael Ray. And for tomorrow, Sioux City's own 35th and Taylor, also Michael Tyler, Kanan Smith, and the Eli Young Band taking the stage. MillCreekFest.com has more on that.
And the Sioux City Parks and Recreation Department presents Yoga in the Park. The Summer Outdoor Series continues tomorrow, the 5th of August, with a free yoga class led by an instructor from B Yoga. The all-level class starts at 9 a.m. in the green space on the riverfront, just west of the Hilton Garden Inn, and participants should bring their own yoga mat and a bottle of water.
There is an Art in the Park tomorrow. Pearson Lakes Art Center's Art in the Park will be tomorrow at the Preservation Plaza in Arnold's Park. Dozens of local and regional artists will take part in this annual event. Go to lakesart.org for the skinny on that.
And the Sioux City Native African Christian Fellowship is hosting its third annual African Night at the First United Methodist Church, and that will be tomorrow from 2 to 7. The festival will feature the diversity and culture of some selected African countries represented in Sioux City. Activities include sampling various African cuisine, drumming and dancing, and an exhibition of African artifacts and more.
Sioux City Parks and Rec Department presents Movies in the Park. The outdoor series continues Saturday night, tomorrow night, with a showing of Sing at the Grandview Park Bandshell beginning at 9 o'clock. In this animated film, sassy, talking animals attempt to save the theater with a singing competition that becomes grander than anticipated, and the finalists find their lives will never be the same.
In Sioux City, Silly's Clown Alley 185 will be hosting clowns at the museum at the Sioux City Public Museum on Sunday, and that'll be from 1:30 to 4:30, and it's an afternoon of hijinks and hilarity for the whole family.
South Dakota photographer Christian Biegemann will be presenting Prairie Sanctuaries at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and that'll be at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. In his richly illustrated program, the Isabel, South Dakota native will share his passion for finding High Plains County churches and capturing them in their best light.
Cool. And the Sioux City Public Museum is presenting Vibrant Bounty, which is Chinese folk art from the Shanxi region. Experience art from an area of China that shares unique, less landforms and an associated lifestyle with Western Iowa. The exhibit will be on display through Sunday the 6th.
Yeah, that's been on view and it comes down on Sunday. Go to SiouxCityMuseum.org for that. Clifford the Big Red Dog is coming right here to Sioux City. He'll be along with Dan Wardell from Iowa Public Television. They'll be visiting the Sioux City Public Museum on Tuesday at 11 a.m., and then they will make a return appearance at 1:30 that afternoon for a program called Storytime and Adventure with Clifford the Big Red Dog.
And the Okoboji Summer Theater is presenting South Pacific. That's running starting Tuesday the 8th of August through Sunday the 13th. Set in an island paradise during World War II, two parallel love stories are threatened by the dangers of prejudice and war in this Rodgers and Hammerstein musical classic. Showtimes are 8 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, plus a 4:30 matinee on Saturday, and a show at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
And finally, Onstage Orange City Summer Series is presenting a performance by the White Sidewalls on Wednesday, August 9th at 7 o'clock, and that'll be at Windmill Park. The White Sidewalls hail from the Twin Cities. They are a doo-wop rock and roll show band, and they have been entertaining audiences for more than 40 years.
They're awesome.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have something you'd like us to talk about, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host Amy Roth and executive producer Allie Carson, leaving you this morning with music from Marbin.